WDJ Washington, 95.9 WMMJ HD3 Bethesda, WKYS HD3 Washington, WPRS HD3 Waldorf, and worldwide at WOLDCnews.com.
The topics, views, and opinions expressed on the air and via All Igniting Change with Barbara Onwine, platforms by host Barbara Onwine Esquire, guests, and supporters are their own and are independent of any organization, entity. Nothing said on the show or any of its platforms constitutes a client-attorney relationship or serves as legal advice, counsel. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Igniting Change, its platforms, or the show's host.
The following program is paid for by Barbara Onwine.
It's time now for Igniting Change, a weekly provocative and empowering program where you, the listener, can ignite change. Now here's your host, Barbara Onwine.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Good afternoon, everyone. East Coast, welcome to today's Igniting Change. Oh my goodness, we have a great show for you. Ooh, it's going to go fast, so get ready. And to all of our listeners on the West Coast, Midwest, and the mighty, mighty South, welcome, welcome, welcome to Igniting Change. We are so excited today because we're talking about what? Making good trouble. Oh, you know this is a subject that you're going to want to hear about because, yes, we are continuing the John Lewis legacy, and we're bringing several beautiful guests to speak with us today about how we do that and what's coming up. And Daryl Jones, of course, is my mighty, mighty radio show co-host. He has already been busy this morning, booking more shows and getting more work done. You know he's one of the most powerful attorneys out there, brilliant and creative, and the chair of my board of directors of the Transformative Justice Coalition. Hey, Daryl, how you doing?
Hey, Barbara, it must be Tuesday. It must be noon Eastern Standard Time because we're about to ignite change. Barbara, let me tell you, you know, this is such an incredible show that we have set up today that, you know, people just will not want to leave their listening device, whatever medium they're using to listen to this show today, you know, don't leave it. You know, get your water, get your soda, get your coffee, whatever it is. Get it now because you will not want to miss any part of this show, Barbara. My goodness, we're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. We're going to be talking about this crazy Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about the Native American Voting Rights Act. There's so much to talk about and unfold, and we're going to be talking about this mighty program that's going to be occurring July the 7th in a community near you, wherever you are in the United States of America, with regards to the John Lewis Day of Action, Barbara.
Yes, July 17th, we're going to be out there in mass. And we want to say to our colleagues and friends at the National Black Justice Coalition and throughout the country, happy Pride Month to all. We know it just started, and we are happy to support the fight for equality for all Americans. So let us go to this whole issue of making good trouble. Freedom Summer 2024. Join the July 17th John Lewis Day of Action. Support the Native American Voting Rights Act. And we're going to talk about a lethal supreme folly. And what in the world is the 11th Circuit doing on this fearless case? Telling black women that we can't give each other money to start businesses, that we can't set up a grant fund just to give black women $20,000 to start their own businesses. Oh, my goodness, we are going to have a show today. So let us get on with it because we have some mighty guests. The first guest we're going to introduce today is Christine Wood. She is the co-director for the Declaration for American Democracy, DFAD Coalition. She's a former field director for the DFAD Coalition, where she spearheaded grassroots organizing work. She is also the inspiration for our John Lewis Day of Action and Candlelight Visuals. We are so happy to welcome, I think this is her maiden appearance, to Igniting Change, none other than Christine Wood. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Barbara. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you today to talk about these really exciting actions coming up this summer.
Oh, I tell you, you know, people just don't understand how important it is to be heard. You know, people assume that if you say nothing, you do nothing, that you want nothing, and that nothing's going to change. Well, if we want change, then we got to be vocal. We got to be out there in the street doing it. So we are so happy that you're with us. We also will be joined by attorney Allison Neeswood, who is staff attorney at Native American Rights Fund. We also have back with us, yes, she's coming back, the mighty attorney Terry O'Neill, and our own mighty Lynn Whitfield, who is director of Election Protection and Good Trouble Voting Rights Institute at the Transformative Justice Coalition. So we have a full rank of beautiful speakers today. So let us start with you, Christine, because we know that you are in huge demand today, and we want to, you know, make sure that we hear your voice and hear from you. So the first question that everybody wants to know is why the John Lewis Voting Rights Day of Action. Why are we having this Good Trouble Freedom Summer Day of Action? Tell people why it's important.
Sure. Thanks so much, Barbara. That's an excellent question. Well, a few things. One is we know that right now democracy is under threat. Communities across this country are dealing with anti-voter laws that are being introduced and passed at alarming rates. I just saw a report from the Brennan Center a couple of weeks back that said that voters in 21 states will go to the polls this November with new barriers to voting that have not been in place for previous presidential or midterm elections. Our democracy is in crisis, so we need to take action together to pass federal voting rights reform, and that's in the form of the Freedom to Vote Act, the John R. Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, the Native American Voting Rights Act, and then, of course, DC statehood as well, because we know that nearly 700,000 people that are home to Washington, D.C. need the same representation as all of us. All that to say, why that day? Why on the day of John Lewis's passing 4 years ago? I think everyone on this call knows what a historic figure John Lewis is to all of us in the voting rights community. He's been a source of inspiration in this space. The idea of good trouble. And I think it was very heavy in all of our hearts that he passed. You know, he originally worked to pass the original Voting Rights Act in 1965. Unfortunately, all of us watched that get gutted in 2013 after the Shelby v. Holder decision. But he continued working to restore the Voting Rights Act and continue to strengthen our freedom to vote. Not only does the John R. Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act have his name, but he also wrote a significant portion of the Freedom to Vote Act. So he was working on his mission to ensure the right to vote for all of us. And I think it was heavy in our hearts that he passed before these two bills came to fruition. So we want to continue to honor his life's work, his legacy, by gathering in his honor to continue that life's work by passing these reforms. And it's only fitting that we do so in his name on that day as a way to continue this movement and drive things forward.
Wow. And we want everyone listening right now, mark your calendars, however you mark them. Mark it for July 17th. Yes, that's a mighty Wednesday. And we want you to join us. You can host an event and commemorate that mighty day of action. We want everyone to come out at night and do candlelight vigils around the country. We want you to do teach-ins, marches, voter caves, rallies, all the celebration villages, all the great things that we do to commemorate this and to make commemorate John Lewis and to make sure that people are advocating for the passage of these mighty bills that Christine just talked about. Christine, tell people some, because I know that they don't know about your amazing organization. Some have heard about DFAT. Tell them why Declaration for American Democracy is out there doing its work and what kind of work it's doing.
Thanks so much, Barbara. So the Declaration for American Democracy Coalition is a coalition of over 260 organizations working to strengthen our freedom to vote and U.S. democracy. So we were formed in 2017 with just a handful of organizations, and we came together to think through what would a true democracy look like. And from those conversations emerged the For the People Act, which later became the Freedom to Vote Act. So we rallied to get that bill passed and over the finish line, along with the John R. Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, the Native American Voting Rights Act, and D.C. statehood. And I think what's important about the coalition and about the work we're doing is it's of course democracy and civil rights organizations at the forefront, but we didn't stop there. We worked to build a cross-movement coalition. So in our coalition, it's organizations that work on racial justice, gun violence prevention, reproductive justice, LGBTQ+ rights, labor, and more. Because all of us know that in order to make progress on the issues that matter to all of us, we need to make sure that our voices can be heard in Congress and in the decisions that impact our daily lives. So that's why we've come together to advance this historic legislation. In addition to the voting rights bill, as I mentioned, the Freedom to Vote Act would also combat the influence of big money in politics and would end partisan gerrymandering, which would be absolutely huge in terms of making sure that every person has a true voice in our democracy. So that's why we've come together. We're a mix of local, state, and national organizations, and we're always looking for more members. So if folks listening are part of an organization, they can join DFAD and join our collective fight to advance these democracy reform bills.
And, Christine, there's some of our audience that's listening to this conversation, and they're like, wait a minute, I'm somewhat interested in all the voting rights stuff, but I don't know all about this Native American Voting Rights Act and about this John Lewis of, Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. Is there a place through DFAD that people can have all this really just sort of simplified for them so they can see really what it's about and why they should be coming out to push this legislation in Congress?
Yes. So folks can go to our website. It's dfadcoalition.org. So it's dfadcoalition.org. And we have one-pagers on all of these bills. I encourage folks to visit there and use our website as a resource. Not only is there kind of information on these bills, but we also have some reports on how it connects to other issues people care about, like I mentioned. We have information that shows, why voter suppression or gerrymandering has prevented progress on combating climate change or making progress on reproductive justice issues. So we'd encourage folks to go there, and then also would encourage folks to remember that we don't have to all be, policy experts or lawyers to engage here. All of us support strengthening our freedom to vote and having equal access to the ballot. So I encourage everyone to join us in these actions, and we'll have tons of post calls and planning calls where folks can come and learn more.
And Christine, some folks are listening.
Absolutely.
And said, I'd love to have this person come and speak to my group. Talk to my folks about the Freedom to Vote Act and these other acts that she's indicated. How do people reach you?
Sure. Thanks for asking. So folks can reach me. My email is Christine, Christine, at dfadcoalition.org. And I always love speaking to as many people as possible about this mission as you and Barbara do as well. So please feel free to reach out. I'd love to chat with folks more about how we can work together to advance these voting rights bills.
Well, thank you so much, Christine. You are amazing. You're inspirational. And we want everyone out there to know that you can be part of the John Lewis Voting Rights Day of Action. You